For as long as many can remember, the path to professional hockey for Canadians has not involved the NCAA. The current development plan is one that has been in place for well over 20 years. Like other junior-tier hockey leagues across the country, the goal of the BCHL had historically been to develop players for the CHL and their major junior-level affiliates, OHL, QMJHL, WHL, before players then looked to solidify themselves at the professional level. But the murky relationship between Hockey Canada and the NCAA was one of the many reasons the BCHL shocked the hockey world by announcing their departure from Hockey Canada, and intention to move forward as a completely independent junior hockey league. Now, after what is being regarded as a highly successful first season of independence, the BCHL is expecting even more growth ahead of the 2024-2025 campaign. 2024-25 is set to be a monumental season for the BCHL, in more ways than one, said League Commissioner Stephen Cocker. The full integration of our five new members, soon-to-be-announced event alliances and an elite group of incoming athletes are going to set the stage for an incredible year. BCHL Commissioner Cocker sat down with the progress to reflect on a historic season for the BCHL and look ahead to what's in store for the future. It's been well over a year since the BCHL announced their independence, and despite seeming like a decision made in haste at the time, internally this couldn't have been further from the truth. It certainly wasn't a decision we took lightly, said Cocker. It was one that saw 4 years of planning put into it. Cocker, who has been a member of the league's executive staff since 2019, alluded to the league's desire in wanting the benefits of being an independent league. Some of these included further control over scheduling, changes to recruitment rules surrounding players under 18 years old from outside of BC, and most importantly, the ability for players to obtain NCAA scholarships and compete at the collegiate level while obtaining an education. As it currently stands, players who compete in major junior play are ineligible to participate in NCAA sports and vice versa. This has been a long-standing ongoing issue between Hockey Canada and the NCAA. TSN journalist Rick Westhead announced via X Tuesday, August 13, morning that Canadian junior hockey player Rylan Masterson had filed a class action lawsuit against the NCAA and 10 post-secondary institutes. In 2022, a then 16-year-old Masterson suited up for two exhibition games for the OHL's Windsor Spitfires, which ultimately cost him his NCAA eligibility. New, Canadian junior hockey player Rylan Masterson has filed a proposed class action lawsuit against the NCAA and 10 universities alleging they are violating antitrust laws by preventing anyone who has played a game for a major junior team from playing NCAA hockey. Masterson, 19, pic.twitter.com/mequiquo7r. Rick Westhead, @RWestHead, August 13, 2024. This was one of the topics Cocker wanted to address in discussions with their governing body, but the pleas seemed to fall on deaf ears. It was the unwillingness of Hockey Canada for over 4 years to sit down and talk about looking at the development model, said Cocker. You know, even if we were given an inch and able to sit down, we knew we probably weren't going to get everything we asked for. But let's start a conversation and move this thing forward. But Cocker and other league members found the current development path to be a restrictive pipeline. NCAA hockey has seen immense growth over the years, with Canadian players opting to play south of the border in hopes of not only pursuing a professional career, but obtaining a post-secondary degree with it. Some notable Canadian NHLERs who have taken the NCAA route in recent years include Adam Fantilli, Owen Power, and Norris Trophy winner Cale Makar. One of the more attractive benefits offered by the NCAA includes more development time for players. While major junior play is offered for players between the ages of 16 to 20, NCAA accepts university-aged players. The later commitments allow more time for players to sharpen their skills in many cases, and those who do not pursue a professional career come out the other end with a post-secondary degree. But these are decisions, Cocker emphasized, should be made by players and their families. We've been helping players develop, and our ultimate goal is to get players NCAA scholarships, said Cocker. If a 16-year-old plays in our league, then decides to go and play in the WHL, you know, great. But ultimately that should be the decision of the athlete. News of the BCHL's separation was one that left Hockey Canada feeling quite miffed, but according to Cocker, they weren't completely shocked. What did come as a bit more of a surprise was the addition of the Alberta teams. Following their separation, the BCHL announced that 5 Alberta-based franchises were going to be leaving the Hockey Canada-governed AJHL to join the BCHL moving forward. The 2023-2024 campaign would see them play within their own 5-team division, before a division realignment would fully integrate them as league members ahead of the 2024-2025 campaign. While there aren't any current plans to add any more teams moving forward, the growth of the league is something Cocker says officials are always keeping an open mind about. A lot of teams and leagues around the country were watching us very closely after we made the decision and probably will continue to do so, explained Cocker. We had many franchises reach out to us just to see how things were going. We're pretty open saying we'll have a conversation with anyone who wants one. I mean, we spent 4 years trying to have a conversation with an association we belonged to. The last thing we're going to do is turn around and do the same thing. Looking forward, the 2024-2025 campaign is expected to continue building on a successful 2023-2024. 2 of the 5 Alberta franchises are set to move into new facilities, with the Spruce Grove Saints moving into their new home in January 2025. The Sherwood Park Crusaders will follow suit shortly thereafter, moving into their new facility in the fall of 2025. The new season will also mark the return of the BCHL Showcase to BC. The event, which has been held in Seattle, Washington for the last couple of years, is set to be held jointly in Chilliwack and Abbotsford. This year will also mark the first time the Vancouver Canucks are listed as official partners of the event. Big news, newspaper. The BCHL has announced Abbotsford and Chilliwack as locations for the 2024 showcase in October, and the Vancouver Canucks will co-host the event. Details, https://t.co/gq8c1760j@canucks@abbycanucks@chiefs_hockeypick.twitter.com/7tghlnxo54. BCHL. At BC Hockey League, July 12, 2024. Despite the flurry of changes that came following an unprecedented first year of independence, Cocker emphasized that the league's main goal remains unchanged. We're going to continue what we have been doing for many years now, and that is pushing our brand to provide exposure for our players, said Cocker. We're going to continue pushing forward to build as a league and grow. Ultimately, our goal has, and always will be, to provide the best opportunities for our players. Featured image from BCHL Network.